DreamHouse is a sample application that demonstrates how to build applications on the Salesforce platform. The new version of DreamHouse is packed with new lightning features for admins and developers. In this article, we explore the new DreamHouse and lightning features. Along the way, we'll review lightning development best practices. The power of the Salesforce platform comes in part from all the things you can accomplish with clicks, not code. The new version of DreamHouse has both new click and new code features. For developers, the best practice here is to learn what is available with click so you don't reinvent the wheel with code. If you can't wait to explore the new code features in DreamHouse, jump right in. New click features. Path. New in Spring 17, Path is now a standard component that allows you to visually display the steps in a process, highlight key fields, and provide guidance such as links, policy information, and tips to users at each step. The Path component is entirely configurable. In the new version of DreamHouse, we use the Path component on the property record page to visualize the steps of the house selling process. The property status custom component we used in the previous version of DreamHouse is no longer needed. Activity. Activity is another powerful standard component available in App Builder. In DreamHouse, we use it on the property record page to allow brokers to log a call related to the property, schedule new events, such as an open house for the property, and enter new tasks related to the property. The events you schedule appear in your calendar, more on that later. Calendar. You can visualize the events you schedule in the Lightning calendar. The calendar can also display data from a Salesforce object date field as a calendar item. In the DreamHouse sample app, brokers can now use the calendar to schedule and visualize events like open houses, appointments with potential home buyers, closing dates, and so on. Reports and dashboards. Reports and dashboards are easy to create and look great in Lightning. Just to get things started, the DreamHouse app now includes a few reports in the DreamHouse Reports folder. Days on market. Properties by broker. Portfolio health. There is also a dashboard in the DreamHouse Dashboards folder. New code features. New custom components. The new version of DreamHouse includes a series of new custom components. Bot. The bot custom component, always at your fingertips in the utility bar, allows you to ask questions formulated in natural language in instant messaging-like interface. For example, you can ask, 3 bedrooms in Boston or just find house? In the later case, the bot asks you a few questions to figure out which type of house you are looking for. Read this post to learn more about the bot custom component. Property. Days. On. Market. Chart. The property days on market chart component provides a visual representation of the number of days a property has been on the market. It can be used on the property record page or on the property explorer or command center pages as part of a master/details interface. Similar. Properties. Similar properties shows a list of properties that either have the same number of bedrooms or are in the same price range. The component has a design property that lets an admin select, in App Builder, which comparison criteria to use. Like property days on market chart, similar properties can be used on the property record page, or as a detail in a master/details interface. Price. Range. Price range is a generic component that provides a double slider interface to select a price range. The component can be used in App Builder and fires an application event to notify other components that the price range has changed. Price range is used to filter the list of properties in the Property Explorer page. Storable actions. Storable actions make it easy to implement client-side data caching, which is one of the most impactful things you can do to improve the performance of your Lightning components. Check out this blog post for details. The DreamHouse sample app now uses storable actions in the following components. Property. List. Days. On. Market. Chart. Property. Tile. List. Similar. Properties. Lightning Data Service. The Lightning Data Service, currently in developer preview, offers another caching option for your Lightning components. Without the need for any Apex code, the Lightning Data Service automatically fetches records from the server when requested the first time, stores them in a highly efficient client cache, and shares them between all components that request them. This also ensures UI consistency across components, When the user changes the data in one component, the other components automatically show the new values. Unlike storable actions that can cache any type of response returned by an APEX method, the Lightning Data Service caches discrete Salesforce S objects. Record collections are on the roadmap. In Dreamhouse, all the Lightning components that deal with a single property record use the Lightning Data Service. Days, on, market, estimator, mortgage, calculator, property, days, on, market, chart, property, map, property, summary, similar, properties, smart, home, card, smart, price, calculator, third-party libraries. Before you decide to use a third-party library in the Lightning component, make sure you really need it. DOM manipulation libraries and UI libraries in particular often aren't needed when working with a framework like the Lightning component framework. Read this blog post for details. The Dreamhouse sample application uses a limited number of JavaScript libraries. Leaflet is used in the Map component. CountUp is used in the Smart Price Calculator and Days on Market Estimator components. MoveSlider is used in the Price Range component. These libraries are small and don't have dependencies, in particular, no jQuery dependency. They are loaded using the new $resource syntax to require JavaScript libraries and CSS style sheets. For example, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Standard application events. Standard application events are application events that are available by default in the framework. They allow your components to communicate with Lightning Experience, the Salesforce One app, or other custom components. Dreamhouse uses a number of standard application events. For example, Force Navigate TaskObject is used in the Property Tile component to ask the framework to navigate to the specified record. Use this approach instead of linking directly to specific URL fragments, which is not supported. URL fragments are subject to change. Force Edit Record is used in the Property Summary component to provide a dialog to edit a record in place. LTNG Select Subject is used in the Property Tile component to notify other components that a new record has been selected. Other components like Property Summary and Property Map listen to that event to display data for the selected record. This event is often used to implement master/details interfaces like in the Property Explorer and Command Center pages. Custom application events. Limit the use of application events to coarse-grained application-level communication, such as communication between components added to pages with App Builder. For example, in Dreamhouse, the mortgage change event is fired in Mortgage Calculator to notify other components that the mortgage parameters, principal, term, rate, have changed. If you add the mortgage amortization chart component to the page, it automatically updates to provide a chart representation of the mortgage amortization. The range change event is fired in the price range component to notify other components that the user selected a new price range. Component events. Use component events for finer-grained communication between components. For example, in Dreamhouse, the Property Paginator component fires the Page Next and Page Previous events to notify its parent, Property Tile List, that the user requested the next or previous page. Property Tile List, parent. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Property Paginator, child. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Lightning actions. Lightning actions are quick or global actions implemented with a Lightning component. An action can be a great alternative to adding a component to a page layout because the component instantiation is deferred until the action button is clicked, lazy instantiation. Installing less frequently used components as quick or global actions can contribute to a faster page loading time and a streamlined user interface. In the Dreamhouse application, the Smart Home component is used as a quick action on the property record page. Utility bar. Lightning components can also be used in the utility bar. Utility bar components are always at your fingertips. In the Dreamhouse app, there are two components in the utility bar. Bot. Mortgage. Calculator. Base components. Dream. House custom components are built using the base Lightning components that provide the building blocks for data entry, layout, and formatting capabilities. For example, data input, Lightning input, and Lightning select are used to capture data in components like mortgage calculator and bot. In bot, Lightning input type equals file greater than is used to support file selection, including through drag and drop in a drop zone. Layout, Lightning card is used as a container for many components. Lightning layout and Lightning layout item are used to lay out components using a responsive grid, see property tile list, bot, and property days on market chart for examples. Formatting, Lightning formatted number is used to display formatted numbers in many components like property summary and property tile. Unbound expressions. Two-way data binding can be expensive because of the entanglement it creates between the model, attributes, and the view. With two-way data binding, the model updates the view and the view updates the model. In non-trivial applications, this can lead to a spiral of event handlers being called and views being re-rendered. Spring 17 introduces support for unbound expressions. The general guideline is to avoid two-way data binding, where possible, and use unbound expressions, hash, instead. We have started using unbound expressions in DreamHouse. Take a look at property tile and property list days on market chart for an example. Installation instructions. DreamHouse takes less than 5 minutes to install. Complete installation instructions are available here. Many more features. The DreamHouse sample application has many more features not discussed in this article, which focuses on what's new in the latest version of DreamHouse. For example, DreamHouse also demonstrates how to use the Salesforce One mobile app. Create a customer engagement mobile app with the mobile SDK. Automate processes with Process Builder, including sending push notification messages to the customer engagement app. Integrate with Alexa, Slack, and Facebook Messenger. Integrate with IoT devices like smart lights, smart thermostats, and smart locks. Use Einstein Vision to perform image recognition. Head over to DreamHouseApp.io to explore all the features available in the DreamHouse sample app. Resources. Lightning Components Best Practices, Caching Data with Storable Actions. A toolkit for creating and deploying bots inside Salesforce. Locker Service and Lightning Container Component, securely using third-party libraries in Lightning Components. Modularizing code in Lightning Components.